You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. This week's episode is split into two sides. This is Side A.
Okay, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Listen, two episodes in a week. I've been doing content all week. I'm tired of talking, but we're going to make this work. This should be really good. Welcome to another episode of Clock Radio Speakers. I'm your co-host, Armand Wake Up. Here we go.
what's going on, everybody?
What's up, y'all? I feel like if you're listening to this episode, like you're in. Like you're not Patreon in, but you're definitely at least listen once a weekend. So I don't know if I have to tell you guys where to follow us and all that stuff. Like, go listen to the previous, and you kind of have to listen to the previous episode. And you can just go to clockradiospeakers.com and that'll just tell you everywhere you need to go. My name's Armand. My co-host Doc is here. Doc, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Nice weather today. Went for a run. We've been experimenting with HelloFresh. So
how's that?
So when you start, you can get like a pretty good deal because it's not cheap, right? So like, but when you know, if you want to try it for like a week or two, you can get it for like basically half off almost or something close to that. So it's nice to switch it up, right? Because you know, when you get older, you kind of get into a groove with like, okay. Well, you know, when you're like making your list of like, at least for us, like, okay, when we go grocery shopping, like what meals are we having? You know, you're like, you have your routines, your regulars, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's good to get something different because they, you know, they give you the recipe, they give you all the stuff. It works out pretty well. So it was chicken in the oven, but then there was like this black bean, like the tomato thing. And then there was rice with this like crema. Like it was pretty good. It was pretty good, but it was just... It's good to switch it up, especially now, right? Where it's like you try, like we went, you know, we've tried to like stock up on like some meats and stuff like that. But like last week when we went grocery shopping, it was wild out there. So like you had to take what you can get, you know?
Yeah.
So I have a lot of pork tenderloin in my freezer. So it's like whatever I can like, so we work through that. It's like, you know, whatever you can do to switch it up is nice right now.
Yeah.
So it seemed like a good time to try it. It's pretty good. We did it this week. We'll do it probably next week as well. After that, the discount kind of falls off and we're probably going to cancel it because we're not made of money, you know, but.
Right.
But yeah, no, it's pretty good. So.
Okay. What's up? Yeah, I want to try HelloFresh one day. I don't.
Do you and your other, do you enjoy cooking together? Is that like a thing?
Not together.
Okay.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
Either she cooks or I cook.
Okay.
But yeah, we haven't figured out, I think our kitchen is too small. We're still in an apartment, so
yeah,
we don't have the space. We're both, I'm 6'5", she's 5'10". It's not working right now. Yeah.
You need
combining all of our stuff. Like we desperately need, I'm like, yo, we need a house cause we need a deep freezer.
like last week when everything was getting real crazy, I told Marissa, I was like, you know, I'm thinking, Do we need a chest freezer? And then like 2 seconds later, I was like, but of course, I'm like the 1 millionth person who's had that thought. So I'm sure trying to get one right now is impossible.
Right. Absolutely.
So yeah. Yeah. So everything's good with you still?
Everything's good, man. Yeah. So likewise, beautiful weather today. I have not been to the grocery store. I haven't been to the grocery store in like 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
I've actually been doing pretty good. Like I've still got quite a bit of food left.
Good.
But I would like to go because I am getting to your point. I'm getting tired of what I'm eating.
Right. Switch it up.
Yeah, I'm switch it up. Drop the remix on them. but yeah, everything is cool, man. Yeah, I really can't complain. I just redid my closet. Color coded it. That's how bored I am.
So you've got some, like on the hanger. You mean you've got like arranged.
Yes.
Did you go like Roy G. Biv?
Not that bad.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Yeah, not that bad.
That's next week.
Yo, if we gonna be here till September.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I had one of my best friends, one of my friends that I mentor, she works for an airline, I won't say which one, but she took a picture today and sent it to me and she's like, yo, there's one person on her flight. To DC.
Mm.
And there's like four steward and stewardess. Like
that's
that
crazy.
That's crazy. So I'm like, yeah, I probably need to buy some plane tickets, don't I? She was like, you absolutely need to buy plane tickets. Cause you never know. What if everything is done? You know, Trump said, I swear we weren't going to talk about this week.
It's hard not to.
You know, Trump said Easter. I doubt it.
No. I mean,
yeah, he said Easter. That's not happening.
What sucks is like New York is like out of control right now. It's terrible what's happening in New York City. And so like the temptation, I'm sure, is going to be for people in more rural areas to be like, no, that's just a big city problem. But like the problem is you have to give this distancing thing a little while to kick in. Mm-hmm. And it's also one of those things where like if it's really effective, you're going to think that it wasn't a big deal in the first place.
Right.
Like the incentive, like there's no, you don't get a reward for staying in. You know, like our brains right. want that, like they want that positive feedback.
Right.
I think us liberals in this country, I think we made a mistake. We should have figured out a way to make this be like a patriotic thing, right? Like, because I feel like for some people, like I think about, you know, do you remember after 9/11 when it was like the thing to do to get the American economy back on track is go buy a car, right?
I do remember that.
Well, like we got to figure out some way for people to feel, who might be skeptical for whatever reason, that this is a problem, get them to feel like they're doing their part by staying in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Taylor and I talked about how they've turned social distancing into like doing.
Right.
Like it's become like a culture. Like it's like, how do you tell a country and a culture that is so, that puts such emphasis on doing and accomplishing to not do anything? Okay, we're gonna tell you not to do stuff, and that's doing. Like it's crazy watching people respond to this. It's very interesting. It's like the ultimate social experiment.
And so we hope everybody who's listening to this is doing all right.
Absolutely,
for sure.
Absolutely, all things considered. You know, my tinfoil hat was on. And I was like, well, I don't know anybody who got it. So, you know, I don't know, like what, but over the last week or so, it's definitely starting to dwindle down and trickle down, and either people I know are getting sick, or places where they work.
Yeah.
Have people who are getting sick. It's like, okay, now this is starting to like trickle down. It's not just Meek. and Tom Hanks. You know, it's coworkers and friends, and yeah, like it's definitely a cause for concern, and people are scared.
Yeah.
People are scared.
Well, it's tough because it's like the American psyche is so much just to like to persevere.
Right.
Right. It's like, nah, we're tough. You can't tell us what to do. And it's like, oh, these are all bad things to bad characteristics to try to fight this kind of thing. We need you to listen.
I was about to say, then you have to define tough.
Well, oh boy, talk about the story of America right there.
Yeah, you got to define tough, you know, for some weakness is strength. In many cases where people don't see it, you know, crying is a strength.
I think you just dropped the
bar.
I
don't know is a strength.
Weakness is strength right there. That's, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to, you know. Armand and Doc project coming soon. Clock Radio Speakers, the album. I still don't know what that, don't hold us to that.
Not,
I don't know. We have no idea what it's going to be called.
Right.
Doc and Armand sing the blues.
just you and I, the cover art is back to back, arms crossed.
Oh, we have to do a Lethal Weapon. I would fly to Connecticut just to take that. Why didn't we take that picture?
Because we were terrible about that. Lethal Weapon's not a bad title. That's a terrible
Lethal
title.
Weapon. No, man. We could do a song called Lethal Weapon. We could do a song called Riggs and Murtaugh or something like that. But I'm not doing a whole project called Lethal Weapon.
A song called Riggs and Murtaugh sounds like we're ripping off Action Bronson.
That, 2013 Action
that
Bronson.
That sounds like a 2013 Action Bronson song.
That's fine. Yeah, can Alchemist get on Instagram Live and play some stuff, please? No? Huh? Maybe?
Might as well.
I'm here for it. Yeah, what
about RZA?
No. he could play the Wu-Tang album that old boy bought.
Oh, what's his name? Martin, whatever?
Martin Shkreli, whatever his name is, yeah.
Martin Scumbag, yeah.
Yeah, play that. He's in jail, right?
Yeah, he's not going to care. Oh, like the world is collapsing. No rules apply. It's fine. Just go play it.
You know, it's very interesting, like the things that, you know, it's like we talked about fake outrage so much. And now over the last 2 to 3 weeks, that has completely disappeared. Like people, it almost seemed like people would have to like wake up in the morning and like, okay, I need something to be upset about.
I'm still and seeing now a lot of fake outrage. What are you talking about?
Well, okay. Is it outrage? I'm not seeing it. Like, is it for things that like are actually concerning, or is it a stretch?
I see a lot of like political fake outrage. Because like I'm immersed in like politics Twitter, which is a terrible place to be. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to. Yeah, Ohio's kind of messing up. We're doing mail-in ballots.
But it's like you have to request it?
Yup.
That's so stupid. Just mail everybody a ballot. It's not that complicated.
Yup, but they're not doing that. Yup, it's crazy. So,
because well, there's, you know, I'm pro. All I'm saying is, like, everybody knows where I stand politically on the show, but like, if your political party is at the point where they're like, well, if we make it easier for people to vote, that's bad. It's like, come on now. What are you saying? You know,
is that a political party thing?
It is.
Just okay. I'm just curious.
Yeah, sadly it is.
So that's like the equivalent, or not? Is that on the same boat as like Pelosi adding a bunch of stuff to the to bills that have nothing to do with economic stimulus?
I've seen that sort of meme floating around. I'm not really sure what they're referring to.
It was just I just saw a list of stuff that had nothing to do with stimulating the economy.
I mean, you want to like the National Foundation for the Arts and stuff like that, right? Is it that list?
I don't remember.
Yeah, there's that list floating around, and it's like, yeah, do you know what those places do? They give grants so that people can do that work. Like,
I don't think it was that. It was weird stuff. It was like bailing out the postal service or something. I don't remember. I have to find it and send it to you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. This bill that's about to pass, if it hasn't passed already by the time people heard this, is super flawed in a lot of ways. But seems like people
the stimulus.
Yeah, a lot of people are gonna get a lot of people will get money. But big businesses are gonna get, shout out to Swiss. Big businesses are gonna get a ridiculous amount of money.
Yep. Yep. Man, throw your hands in the air. Big houses, big cars, superstars. Yeah, because then my question, okay, I think we talked about this already. Like, what is 1200 going to do? We did talk about this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. All right, go listen to that. Let's get into this list, man.
All right, so we left everybody, we ended with the J's. So let me recap. The idea is, much like when you think about, like, if you're a fan of cars, right? Some people are like, oh, I like, you know, you might like a 64 Mustang, or you might like, I don't know, pick a year of like in the 70s of a certain Cadillac or something. Like, you might have a certain kind of year that you love the most for cars. If you like wine, there's like, oh, this 2008 vintage is better than that vintage. Rappers have vintages, right? So 03 Jay-Z, 07 Jay-Z, 96 Jay-Z, et cetera, et cetera. And so we made a big list. I realized in between recording the first half of this list, which you can listen to on clockradiospeakers.com if you haven't already. The first half of this list, I re-listened to the episode, and I was like, and then I was looking at this list and I was like, wow, there's some people we might have left off. So we're gonna, Armand, I want to go through this list.
All right.
We are through the J's, and we have said yes to 28 out of 64. We have a bunch of maybes still. So we're gonna go through the rest of this list. If we're not over 64, then we're gonna, either way, I wanna ask you, I got some names, I'll read them off, and then we can say, should we consider them or not? And then we're gonna try to refine this to 64. That's the goal today.
Okay.
You ready?
Let's do it. Yep, let's do it.
All right, we're starting with the K's. We're starting with Kanye West.
Why are we starting with Kanye?
You wanna go?
We're starting on 10.
We're starting with Kanye. So we had three Kanye vintages on this list, 04, 07, and 2010. Representing, broadly speaking, college dropout, like really early Kanye, what you might consider for those of you who are listening who maybe you soured on Kanye a little bit, you know, through the second half of his run. 07, that's graduation. A lot of people might consider that peak Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2010 is Good Friday and Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
There are other Kanye years we could have chosen, but I think those are three good, those are three pretty good ones. Do you feel like those are the right years to think about?
Yeah, I think so. I think all three of those deserve to be on the bracket.
Really?
Yeah.
If you were to drop one, what would it be?
04. No, I'm sorry.
07?
No, 04. 04. He's a better, like, as great as College Dropout is, and y'all know how I feel about Dark Twisted Fantasy, he's a better artist. He progresses. I think I've talked about on this show, there you go, put that on the bingo board, about how he's like one of he's one of the greatest improved rappers.
Mm.
You know, hearing Rick Ross, the Push It era, compared to Rick Ross now is totally different. Hearing Kanye in 2004 compared to Kanye graduation, College Dropout, and shoot, even now, he's just a better artist. So I would get rid of 04.
If you had to.
Yeah. But I wouldn't get rid of 04. I'd keep all three.
We did earlier this week is for artists where they had multiples, we limited ourselves to two yeses and put the rest as maybes to come back.
And we left a bunch of room, or we left some room to possibly do a third, because Jay-Z was the other artist.
Jay's definitely said one of them, yeah.
We probably should make some room for him to have a third slot.
Yes.
I think Kanye's there.
Okay. So are we saying yes to 2010 and 2007 and maybe to 04?
I'm saying yes to 04.
I want to say maybe. I want to leave us some room.
Okay.
We got some heavy hitters coming up here.
Okay.
Speaking of heavy hitters.
Right off the bat. Jesus. What are we doing? Okay.
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
So we have three options here as well.
Mm-hmm.
2012.
Yep.
2015.
Mm-hmm.
And 2017.
Yep.
I think this is easier to go to.
I think so too.
I think it's 2012 and 2015.
I agree.
Is 2017 a maybe?
No.
You think it's a no? Because you don't like Damn.
Because I don't like Damn. I don't think he's a better artist.
Mm. Mm.
Like, it's not even a. Yeah, it's not even a. I understand why people like that album, but I'm not hearing the. Oh man, he's really evolved. I'm not hearing that. I feel like he could have did Damn in 2015.
Hmm. Interesting.
That you could have did in 2015. It's the production and someone telling him not, you know, he didn't need a narrative, even though they I still feel like Twitter gave him that narrative for Damn.
To run it back.
Yeah, like I think they did the whole and then you run it backward. Like I don't think he did that. I think that just so happened to.
Right. I think just because he pulled off the narrative so incredibly well on Good Kid Mad City.
Correct.
Everybody assumes, oh well, we need it now. There's always got to be a, like, everybody's like, oh, there's always got to be a theme.
Correct.
Is he coming out this year?
Yes.
He's got to,
well,
right?
Well, I don't know now with the Rona. Not sure. Not sure. But also on the flip side, like, I feel like because everybody's locked in the house and now everybody's really working. I got no choice. But I say so. I think he's coming this year. And I'm curious because I think we said, yo, he can only scale back. Coming off of Tip of a Butterfly, because it was so much. He had to strip it down, and he did that. Like, now what do you do? Do you build back up again? Do you create another narrative? Do you go Mos Def and do a rock album? Like, what does he do? I have no idea.
Okay, you ready to go old school for a bit?
Yeah, let me pull up this year. Let me make sure I got the right year.
So next up is Kool G Rap.
Mm-hmm.
And we have put down 89, but I agree. Let's double check. So that would be, that's Road to Riches?
Yep, discography. Yeah, either Road to Riches, okay, what's on One of Dead or Alive? Streets of New York, no, not that one.
Hill Street Blues is on Live and Let Die.
Road to Riches is Poison, Road to Riches. It's like, I would like to know if he has that, yeah, On the Run is crazy. Yeah, On the Run, Hill Street Blues. So maybe it is 92.
Yeah?
Maybe. Because when I think of 89, I think of Juice Crew, but maybe it is 92. I know this. We definitely have some older heads that listen to the show. They are killing us right now. I would like to put a yes, but I would like to ask our audience if they could clarify what year they think.
I think 89 G-Rap is fair. I think 89 is fair.
89 is fair?
Maybe 80. I mean, Poison and Road to Riches technically come out in 88. They're released on the album in 89.
Yeah. Oh, we're all.
Yeah, Hill Street Blues and On the Run, though. That's interesting. I think those are his... it's funny. You look at, like, what songs technically have, quote-unquote, like, done the best.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Fast Life?
Yeah, but that's a little later down the line.
It is.
That's a little later. And I feel like people like that song because of Nas.
Mm. It's too bad that, like, considering it's 95, it's too bad that he couldn't get, like, what I would consider, like, upper echelon production at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like... Yeah. There we go.
Missed opportunity. Nope.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'd like to go.
Is this a yes?
It's a yes for me, yeah. I feel like we have to include Kool G Rap. Greatest rappers ever, we have to.
Okay. We're gonna keep it 89. I think.
Yes, and go ahead.
You have Kool Moe Dee on here.
Yes. And I wanna switch that from 89 to 87. 87's How You Like, Me, like now. Me Now. That's Wild Wild West, which is my favorite. Kool Moe Dee song. That's the beginning stages of the beef with him and LL, I believe. Yeah, I would go. Yeah, because it is. Because he's got the, on the album cover, he's running over the Kango with the Jeep. I would put 87 and I would say yes. Don't do that. Easily one of the greatest rappers ever. Yes. Yes.
It's a maybe for me.
Okay.
I know we need like a yes maybe. I don't know. All right. So I'll put down for yes. Let's see where this goes, because we have KRS-One up next and he's got to be on here.
You know, he does, but the way that, like, I think my nih of KRS is well documented.
Mm. And I think the interesting question is, like, what year do you put for KRS-One?
Because you could put a few years.
Yeah.
You could do, let's see.
So by all means necessary is 88.
No, you definitely would do.
Criminal Minded is 87. I mean.
Yeah, I think you would do Criminal Minded.
Yeah, so 87. But Stop the Violence in My Philosophy is 88.
Yeah, that's poetry. South Bronx, 9mm Goes Bang. P is Free, Bridges Over, Super Ho, Criminal Minded. That album got, was that the first album to get 5 mics in the source?
What's that, by Criminal Minded?
I think so.
I think you have to put, if you're going to pick 1 year, you pick 87, right?
I'm looking at 88. My Philosophy, Stop the Violence, I'm still number one. Jimmy, okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go. KRS-One made an album called Blueprint. Jack of Spades. Yeah, I'm going 87.
87, yes. And that's a yes.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. You could make a case for 95. MCs act like they don't know.
Rappers are in danger.
Rappers are in danger. The MC, a friend, like that heartbeat. That album has some joints. But no, 87 for sure. Yes.
Okay. Queen Latifah.
Yes.
And the year you have is 93.
Did I put 93? Okay, that might be. Though 93 is... That's Black Rain, so that's You and I.T.Y. That's Just Another Day. You might, not Nature of a Sister. All Hail the Queen is, that has to be Ladies First. It's Coming to My House, Wrath of My Madness, Ladies First.
Black Rain is her most successful album. You and I.T.Y. is her definitive song.
Yeah.
I think you go 93.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Ladies First might be up there. No, most definitive? I don't know if it's Ladies First or You and I.T.Y.
I think You and I.T.Y. maybe crossed over a little bit in a way that some of the other records did not.
Okay. All right. I'll roll with that. I agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I got yes. I got yes for...
That's a yes?
Yep.
Okay. I think this next one is an absolute yes, right? Lauryn Hill, 98?
Yeah.
Or would you take 96?
No. You know I'm never going to...
Because I think...
No, because a lot of people would say Miseducation is not a hip hop album. I disagree.
I think The Score is a better album than The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
But again, now we're breaking down success. It's not a better album for one.
It is totally a better album.
No, it has Fuji La and Cowboys, and that's
which
it.
Are both amazing. All right, hold on. You can listen to us talk about the entire Fuji's discography on Cloud Radio Speakers.
Listen, you might get offended. It got pretty bad. I don't think, have we trashed anybody as bad as we trashed the Fugees and Slaughterhouse?
I was just going to say Slaughterhouse. All right. So, Ready or Not, Fuji La, Killing Me Softly, obviously is incredible. Cowboys. Come on, man. Mm-hmm.
Cowboys is dope.
Lauryn kills a lot of this project.
She does. I think she's a better artist in 98.
I think you're probably right. Like if you have to, for me, I would pick 96 Lauryn Hill, but I can live with 98 Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
I think that's the obvious answer. Yeah, I think I get that.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta go with the obvious. That's a rule in wrestling that I want them to exercise more. Just go with the obvious answer.
Here's an interesting one. Lil' Kim.
Lil' Kim.
The year we have is 96. She peaked with Hardcore. I think that's pretty safe to say. Maybe not commercially, but in terms of like how she crossed over, right? Because like how many licks and stuff like that were, I think,
Jesus.
Probably... bigger hits than anything on Hardcore.
Yeah.
I still really can't believe that I was allowed to own that Hardcore album as a 13-year-old.
Yeah. That album's pretty... I mean, think of the first lyrics you hear from her.
Think of the intro.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember the intro. When I think
about it. We can't play it on the show. Not this is a family show.
Sorry.
But, you know, 96 Hitmen on this album. So... This is a maybe for me.
Okay.
It's a maybe.
Okay.
Because, like, what is a definitive... Here's an interesting question. Like, what would be, like... Someone says, play me like the best Lil' Kim verse.
I'm going with best Lil' Kim verse. I'm going with Benjamin's.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm going Benjamin's, or I'm going Queen B.
I think the problem with like I don't know. Now I'm like I'm thinking about this album. Like this is not a review of this album necessarily or anything, but like
we've never talked about this album on the show. I don't think.
We did. Did we include this in the Bad Boy retro? I guess we probably didn't because it's not Bad Boy. It's like the first half of this album is so much better than the second half of this album.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I put this down as a maybe? You okay with that?
No, but because you're my friend, yes.
Okay. Here's an interesting artist. We have a certain year chosen. I'd be interested to see if you think we need to, if this is the right year, if we need an additional year. And that's Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And the year we have is 08, by far his most successful year. That's Carter 3.
Wayne should be on here more than once. I think you have to.
Oh. I'm not the biggest Wayne fan.
Yeah.
But that's why I wanted to ask. But the question is, what would be the other year?
Well, I don't think you add early Wayne. So you don't have to do like Block is Hot, Lights Out era, 98, 99. You can make a case for Squad era Wayne, which is like 02. I don't necessarily know if it's definitive, but it's like the groundwork for the definitive. I think you have to include Carter 2 because Carter 3 is crossover, but Carter 2 is like he's okay. So in Carter 3, he's the biggest artist in the world. Carter 2, he's the biggest artist in the streets. I think you have to make a case for that, or you have to at least acknowledge that. I think anything after that, I think can just get swallowed up by 08 Wayne.
So 05 would get you Carter 2 and Dedication 1.
When does Dedication 2 come out?
06.
06.
That's also the same year as Like Father, Like Son.
No.
07 gets you Drought 3 and The Leak.
I'm bringing that in with 08.
Okay.
Because those are all Carter 3 records.
Well, and Dedication 3 is 08 and then No Ceilings is 09.
And I'm bringing.
You're thinking that's like the Carter 3 era.
Yep.
So the Carter 2 era then is, it's Dedication 1 and Carter 2.
Yep. 05, 06 is Carter 2.
Well, that's 06 is Dedication 2 as well.
Yeah. No, I'm saying Carter 3 era is 07 to 09.
Right. Carter 2.
Maybe even
era.
2010. But Carter 2 is 05, 06. I think you have to put both of those in there. I got Ultra stuck in my head.
I'm not ready to give two slots to Wayne.
That's insane. Come on, man.
We gave two slots to Kendrick.
Okay.
Kendrick Lamar is so far superior a rapper to Lil Wayne. I don't even know where to begin.
Man.
I know I'm making a lot of people angry. Can we put one of these years as a maybe? Or you're sticking to two yeses.
I'm sticking to 2 years. I think Kendrick deserves not Kendrick. I think Kanye deserves 3 years. I think Wayne deserves 2 years.
All right, I'm putting 05 as a yes.
Okay, because I'm looking now. I think we're gonna be all right.
You think so? You say that now.
I think.
All right, let's see where this goes.
Okay.
Next up is somebody who's I think has to be on this list.
Absolutely.
LL Cool J.
Yes, the first greatest rapper ever.
You have 89 on this. I think you put 89 on here, right?
Yeah, I think I'm defaulting. Let's look through and see.
90 would be Mama Said Knock You Out.
Okay.
89 is Walking with a Panther.
Walking with a Panther is the first time people aren't crazy about LL, so it's not 89. 90 is the comeback. So you could go Bigger and Deafer. Yeah, because Bigger and Deafer is bad. Bigger and Deafer is I'm Bad and I Need Love.
Yeah. Yeah, that's 87.
I'm sorry, 87. My bad. Definitely not radio. Not radio. So to me, it's either 87 or 90.
Would you make a case for 95?
Oh no. You know what? I'm sorry. Is this Jingling Baby too? Oh no, it's 90. Mama Said Knock You Out is to the Break of Dawn, Boomin' System, Around the Way Girl, Mama Said Knock You Out in the Jingling Baby remix. Yeah, 90 is a absolute yes.
Okay.
Could you make a case for 95? What is 95?
That's the next comeback. It's Mr.
Smith, right?
Yeah.
You could make a case for 95. I love Hey Lovers, the Dirty Mac national anthem.
The Loungin' Remix is one of the most underappreciated 90s rap singles.
It's a great record. Still got, you got Doing It as well.
Doing It. Doing It is so ridiculous.
Yeah, Doing It is crazy.
But,
You got I Shotcha.
Yeah. Is that a maybe?
Yeah, we could put 95 LLs in maybe. Okay. Yep. It's a good case.
Okay. Next up, we got an interesting run coming here.
Yeah.
Lloyd Banks. First of all, does he belong on the list? And if he does, is 2004 the right year?
I think he's a possible maybe.
I think he's a maybe, maybe. He's a maybe, maybe.
He's a maybe, maybe. Yeah, maybe he's a maybe. 04 is the hunger for more, but do you want first album Banks or do you want peak mixtape Banks, which is, I believe, what, 02, 03, 03?
Yeah, 03. What is he doing? Oh, yeah, 03 is definitely peak mixtape Banks. Well, you know, I mean, real peak mixtape Banks is, you know, when he records, you know, Without You, but.
That's 06, right?
It's 07 or 08, I think. I can't remember.
You need to put that on streaming services, but
I should probably just upload.
You should.
Who's going to stop me?
You should. I mean, when we put out our project and you have a credit, which means you have a profile, yeah. you should just get a collection of the stuff that you produce for people, yeah, and just put a little compilation out. Why not?
But seriously, so you don't think it's 04? Because, right, so that's
Hunger for More. So that's I'm So Fly, On Fire, Karma. Hunger for More was dope. Ain't No Click.
It was good. You know what? It's like on the old Source scale, it's really, truly four mics.
Yeah, I agree. That's pretty good. That's the best. I mean, Yayo doesn't do an album as well as that.
No.
So I guess the question, Yayo only had one album, didn't he?
Is that true?
I think so. Thoughts of Predicate Felon was only one. So then the question is, what album is better between Hunger for More and Straight Outta Cashville?
Oh, Hunger for More is better than Straight Outta Cashville.
Okay. I don't know if I'm jumping out that window immediately.
No,
but okay.
Not yet.
Yeah, let's pull this up. But okay, I'm gonna pull the Banks out. Or I'm gonna pull the Buck album up. Is there another year?
Yeah, I guess it could. Like, is mixtape Banks better? I mean, would you consider like? Are we considering this kind of like how you're considering the Carter II era? Is it really just early Banks era we're representing as like 03, 04?
That is we could possibly encompass both of those years.
Because it's not like he's that different. Like, he's still the same rapper. He just has the Interscope budget, you know?
Correct. Yeah, he doesn't change. He doesn't stop doing punchlines till, shoot, like 08, 09, something right. like that. Yeah, by the time you work with him, he wasn't doing punchlines.
That's about right.
Oh, man. Hunger for More was pretty good. Playboy, Warrior, On Fire, I'm So Fly, Work Magic, Warrior Part 2. Karma, When the Chips Are Down, Die One Day.
You know, it's an underrated Banks single later on. Mm. Start It Up.
You know, Banks' second run, actually, I blame that on 50. Like, I feel like he should have, like, Being With Benza Bentley, Start It Up, like, and that album actually has some joints on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's when him and 50 were beefing and 50 just shut the whole machine down.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a soldier. Do it like me. Welcome to the South. Prices on My Head is dope. Bonafide Hustle is dope. Shorty Wanna Ride is dope.
I haven't heard that album in a long time.
Bang Bang is dope. Black Gloves is crazy. Stomp is crazy.
Oh, Stomp. Yeah, I forgot about Stomp.
If someone could find me the original version of Stomp, because it's not on the internet. There's an original version with a different beat, but whatever. Okay. I got Banks. Yeah, we could do.
We'll just call it 04. 04 Banks is a maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of early 2000s.
Yes.
Ludacris. Number one, is he on this list? And if so, what year?
I'm going to say yes. And I think the question is between 2000 and 2001.
So 2000 is the debut.
Mm-hmm.
And 2001 is the second album, right?
It's Word of Mouth.
The 03 album is better.
What's the 03 album?
That's the one with Stand Up, Chicken and Beer. That's Southern Fried Intro, Blow It Out, Stand Up, Splash Waterfalls, Diamond in the Back.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, go back and listen to that Ludacris retro that Doc and I did, clockradiospeakers.com. Going back and listen to his discography is hilarious.
You know, maybe I'm being too hard on, you know what it is for Word of Mouth? Is I just don't like the singles as much.
Mm.
Except for because that move check
Saturday
which,
and roll out.
Yeah, Area Codes is okay. It's Jazzy Fizzle production shizzle, you know, like what.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like Luda was like, I feel like that 03 run is him, like his momentum starts in 2000 and it ends maybe after, shoot, maybe not till like 05, 06. I don't know. Maybe till Release Therapy or something.
It might be that. Actually, I'm looking at this track. Maybe I'm wrong. Word of Mouth might be his most complete album. Coming to America, Rollout. Area Codes, Growing Pains, Move Chick, Saturday, Freaky Things.
Go to Sleep.
Go to Sleep. Block Lockdown.
Move.
Welcome to Atlanta is a hidden track.
Yeah.
You want to do 01?
I'm cool with 01.
Okay. And is this a yes?
It's a yes for me, yeah.
Okay. I think it's a yes. Oh, boy. This next one here. We have 1 year. I don't know if this is good. This is enough. Lupe Fiasco. And we have 06.
Whatever year he puts out the cool, that's my absolute yes.
That's 07. 06 is Food and Liquor.
Okay, I got 07. Yeah, 07 Lupe is an absolute yes for me.
Does he get another year?
What? Food and Liquor?
I mean, 06 and 07, am I really going to put? I don't know. I mean, would you make a case for what year did that? Hold on. Let's look at his discography.
Don't do this.
What?
I feel like I know where you're going, but go ahead.
No, I'm asking.
Are you going for like mixtape Lupe or are you going for like...
Yeah, I mean, well, we're not going to count Lasers.
Okay, I was thinking, I thought you were going to go like Tetsuyo and Youth.
Come on now.
People really love that album.
Enemy of the State is really crazy.
What year is that?
That's 09, but I can't do it just off of one.
I can't do it. I can't do it because Lasers isn't that good.
Lasers isn't until 2 years later.
That's still the Lasers era to me because that was leading up to
I mean, Lasers. We all know the Lasers 1.5 should be ridiculous.
The original version of Lasers should be phenomenal. Should be.
But I'm cool with 07.
Okay.
You okay with 07?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's a yes.
Yeah, I love Mixtape Lupe, but he's a... Okay, because never mind. You're thinking Mixtape Lupe with Enemy of the State. I'm thinking Mixtape Lupe with Revenge of the Nerds. Like, I'm going early.
Yeah, my bad.
No, 07. 07, yes.
Okay. I think this next one is a yes, but let's just talk about Mace. 97 Mace is a yes, right?
Okay. Sure.
Okay. You think it's a maybe?
It's a strong maybe. It's a probably.
It's a probably.
Yeah.
Right. I needed more categories. I've got yes, no, maybe. What we really need are no, maybe, probably, and yes.
And Mace is a probably.
It's like if you're thinking about like singular years for a rapper, like 97 Mace is that's seared in my brain.
Yeah.
But we've still got 40 plus vintages to talk about. So maybe I should hold off and call this a maybe. I don't know.
Strong maybe. We can revisit it, but I think he's probably going to make it.
I think that's a maybe plus. I just hit for new cat.
All right, streaming service.
Yeah. Getting interesting here. 91 MC Hammer. This is a no.
Hold on, son. Hold on. All right, MC Hammer.
This is too legit to quit.
Okay, no, we gotta go somewhere else. Hold on. Then maybe it's 90.
That's, you can't touch this, have you seen her, pray.
Here comes the hammer.
Here comes the hammer.
Uh-oh. Here comes the hammer. I'm thinking like when I was a kid, I just remember, you know, I lived on a military base and even the people who did not listen to hip hop, they owned two albums. They owned Vanilla Ice to the Extreme.
Right.
And Please Hammer, Don't Hurt Him. 90 Hammer is like, I feel like 99% of the rappers you see are not who they are if Hammer doesn't have that year.
I don't disagree with that, but I just can't, it can't be one of my like 64 vintages. You think this is a yes?
I think it's a strong maybe.
I'll put it at maybe for now.
Okay.
I'll live with a maybe.
Okay.
Maybe minus? No, I'm just kidding. Maybe's fine. We'll leave it as maybe.
Maybe minus.
MC Light.
MC Light. What year is light popping?
I think we have 89 in here, but let's double check that. So that's Eyes on This, which is her debut is Light as a Rock. So Paper Thin is 88.
Yeah, I think it's 80. Rock 10% Diss, Paper Thin, I Crammed to Understand You. Yeah, it might be okay. Cha 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 is 89. Okay.
What about 96? We get a Keep on Keeping on and Cole Rock a Party. Y'all haven't thought about Cole Rock a Party in forever.
Man, I mean, shout out to the resurgence. She had a wave. Okay, and then Act Like You Know is Georgie Porgy, and I think Ain't No Other is Roughneck. Yeah, nah, definitely not Roughneck. And, oh my God, Ice Cream Dream, Jesus. Yeah, I'm going 88, and I would say yes.
I have this as a maybe.
Okay,
you okay with that?
Yeah, you're just not an 80. You're not an 80s guy.
I'm not an 80s guy.
I made it a point to like put the 80s in there because they had to be represented.
Sure.
And I think everybody that I have from the 80s, I think I got everybody. Some people will be upset. Never mind.
Well,
no, I got them. Never mind. I got them. Okay. I got them. My bad. All right, go ahead. It's cool.
All right. Next up, Method Man. So does he belong? And if so, what year?
I think you have to do 95.
So 95. So 94 is Tical. Mm-hmm. 95 is
You're All I Need.
You're All I Need.
That's the is that well the what when does Ready to Die come out?
94.
What time of the year? Later in 94?
You're trying to figure out is it close enough to 95 to count?
Yes.
It comes out later in the year, I think. September.
Yeah, I think he builds up because Tical is Bring the Pain and
yeah.
You could do 90. I'm not mad at 94.
I mean, you know, most importantly, 95 is the Riddler, right? Which is obviously.
Riddler's crazy.
It is a crazy song.
Riddler's crazy.
We're not going to put like 97 with Woo Forever or 98 with Tical 2000, right?
Nah, because that was more so like Wu-Tang than Method Man.
Yeah, yeah. Tical 2000 is not terrible, but not on this list.
No, I enjoy... 2000, for sure. I think T2000 is better than Tical. I'm on record saying that. It's better.
So are we going to say 95 Method Man?
94, 95. Doesn't matter.
Okay. I might even just put like a... Sometimes you get a hyphen. It's like 94 and a 95. Is this a yes or a maybe?
It's a yes for me.
I think it's a yes. Oh, that's an interesting one right here. MF Doom.
It's how you feel about the 80s. I'm out.
So yeah, 04 is Mad Villain and Food.
Yeah, I was never a Doom fan. Like that was an artist you always tried to put me onto, and it just I wasn't on it.
Mad Villain is one of my favorite albums of all time.
Yeah,
that album's incredible. He is ridiculous on that album. 2004 is also Rock Cocaine Flow.
Okay, I mean that song is good for the beat and not necessarily for his rhymes. Like
Doom kills that.
It's cool.
Can I put this as a maybe?
Sure. I'm good. Yeah.
You're going to fight me on a yes for that, but it's a maybe. Okay. I don't know why we have him because he's here as Monch because it should be Pharaoh Monch, but that's fine. We'll talk about him now. Pharaoh Monch. Does he make the list? If he does, the year I think has to be 99, right?
Yeah.
So that's.
It's like he's like a maybe minus to me.
Oh, he's a maybe plus. But, you know, I love this album. I love Internal Affairs.
Great album, great run. Did you get your vinyl yet?
No.
Of course you didn't.
I'm never getting that vinyl. it's never coming in the mail. It's a great album. The Mayor is such an incredible song. Oh, my God. Yeah, Monch 99, man. It's so singular. You know what I mean? Like, not as successful as 97 Mace, but like much like... It's just a style and an aesthetic that's all his own.
Mm-hmm.
And then he almost disappears within the next like 2 years, basically, which is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm putting him down as a maybe. Oh, this next one's interesting. Mos Def.
Yes. Yes. I say yes because the impact of Mos Def sends waves and we get artists who are definitive yeses on this list because of what Mos did in 99.
And if it's going to be here, it's got to be 99, right? We're not going to take...
Absolutely.
I mean, you don't want Black Star? You want...
No, I want Black on both sides.
Okay.
I want Black on both sides. And as much as I love internal affairs, like, I think Black on Both Sides is more definitive within the scope of hip hop. And I think Kanye, Kendrick, there's a lot of rappers who, Lupe, there's a lot of rappers who don't exist to the degree that they exist without Most. So I think you have to include him. And he's just an alien of a rapper. He's so good. Like it was too easy for him.
That's how I feel about Farrah Monch. But I hear you.
Sure.
I hear
sure.
you.
Sure. Sure. Monch is an alien too. I agree.
Definitive 15 alien rappers. That's an interesting rappers who are just unlike anybody else.
I would love to do that list. That would let me get my rapidy rap bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would be on that list. I mean, Doc would be like, in my last pick, I'd be staring at you. I'm like, no, we're gonna do this show on video.
By the way, should be on streaming services when y'all hear this. Dreamer 2.
Yeah, just Dreamer 2. I did get that. I do have a link for Apple.
Oh,
iTunes. Yeah, they gave me a link. I can text it to you.
So you should first go buy it, and then you should just like stream it, and then just like let it run like over and over. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
While you're asleep, just let it go. Let it go. I might buy one of those bots.
Oh no.
I'm joking. No, man. Men lie, women lie, and so do numbers. Some guy said that in 2014. I don't know who said that. It's pretty good.
All right. We got a big one right here.
Woo!
Your man, Nasir Jones.
Yeah.
We have 3 years here. So, first of all, some questions. Number one, are these the right years? Number two, do we need more? We have 94.
Yeah.
As much of a yes as anything on this list.
Absolutely.
Okay. We have 96. Probably a yes. But
yeah, it's a probably, but I'm on record. I love If It's Written more than Illmatic.
We have 99.
I think he's a better rapper in 96. And I think he should be on there for 99 too, because this is like peak Escobar. And I think that matters.
Yeah, 99 is I Am.
Yep. So that's Hate Me Now.
It's Hate Me Now. It's, oh my goodness.
Street Dreams.
Well, that's 96.
No, I'm sorry, not Street Dreams. My bad. What's the other single on I Am?
Nas is like.
My bad.
New York State of Mind Part 2, which is just
unbelievable. Okay, now we're going to album cuts. Favor for a Favor.
Yeah.
Small World. Life is What You Make It.
99 is one of Nas's definitive years.
It is.
For good and bad.
For good and bad. And let's be clear. As much Escobar and Cristal sipping that he was doing back then, he was still rapping at a very high level. So I think he gets three. Where are we at? How many?
We've got 46 yeses right now. We've still got 40 rappers to talk. 40 vintages to talk about.
You said,
no,
all right, we'll
30.
See.
We got 30.
Okay.
I'm a strong maybe on 99 Nas.
Okay.
Strong maybe. We haven't given anybody the third nod yet.
Okay.
I just want to be purposeful about when we do that.
Okay.
Because it might be that yes for Jay, yes for Nas, yes for Kanye. It might be easy, but I just want to be purposeful.
Okay.
Are we erring by not including 2001 on here?
Oh, Stillmatic?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
What about?
I think some people would say so, but don't do it. Yo, my girl really tried to say that was a good album. Like, I've never, my girl and I do not argue. I really got mad. I started to bark on her and I had to apologize. I was like, what?
She started
listing album cuts. She's like, yeah, I like No One Else in the Room and Makings of a Perfect Chicken. I was like,
Makings
really?
Of a Perfect Chicken is dope. Please tell me she didn't say she liked Suicide Bounce though.
No. She liked what's the other one? Remember the Times?
Oh.
She liked that one. She likes the beat because she likes 70s.
Okay.
No, she didn't like Suicide Bounce. We wouldn't be together if she liked Suicide Bounce. That's a deal breaker.
You imagine one day you're talking to her and she's like, you know what song I really like? Who Killed It? And you're just like, oh no.
Nope. Get out. Get out the car. I've definitely stopped talking to a girl because of what type of music she listened to. I've done that. That was in my younger, more savage days.
Nazareth Savage days? Moving on.
That was a good one. That was right at the rim.
We hope you enjoyed Side A of this week's episode. please check out Side B at clockradiospeakers.com.